Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they put me in a good mood because they are fun. Get that? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media, that puts me in a bad mood because they are dumb. You see, one is fun and one is dumb. See that? Huh? Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because together, this radio show can put us in the right mood to seek the Lord. Oh, see that there? Okay, got it. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. It might really apply today. You better get ready. I hope you're holding on. We don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea what we're doing. We have no knowledge as to what the Lord doth desire to do except to encourage one another, bless one another, strengthen one another, lift one another up, and be a reflection of Jesus Christ. So if we don't know what we're doing, that's okay. If we don't do it perfectly, nah, that's okay. If you don't say everything excellent, yeah, me either. I hardly ever say anything excellent. Ask my wife. Here's the bottom line, though, but for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here you go. This is a good one for a Monday. What gets your spiritual engine going in the beginning of the week? Okay, so you know how you like people go like, oh, yeah, it's Friday. We even do it here on the show. We're like, yeah, end of the weekend. Okay, but what gets it going in the beginning of the week? What do you tag? What do you touch? What do you utilize that helps you go and rev up that engine a little more? Hey, if you want to reach out to us, we would love that. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. How sad that is. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
All right, now I'm adding this in because I kind of like how we do the exit on the Friday, so I'm doing this as the intro on the Monday. Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the week filled with faith and expectation.
Ooh, like it, Dave.
So I'm going to start using that one. I like that as an intro. That gets money like, ooh, yeah, a little going. I want to give Al props. At least he said gets me going in the morning. Coffee.
Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe. Just remember, okay? Redemption is in the blood, but sometimes waking up is in the coffee. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. All right, additionally, if you want to reach out to us, you can text us. It is allowed. 214-210-8483. You better watch out. I'm feeling it today. That's 214-210-8483. Professional voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go.
Ooh. That was a great one, Dave.
I was like, hell, the computer from like that space oddity. All right. Also, by the way, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org. Not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Just David at hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website. Well, wait. I've got to tell you a couple things. I don't want anybody to get upset about. There are a couple of serious things going on. So let me tell you a couple things. Number one, we have actually added on the website on different pages beta testing search engines for the podcasts. So you can like type in faith, and it'll pull up like 10 of them that have faith as the subject.
Fancy.
So I'm just letting you know that. That's number one. Number two, and on the less happy side, in the last 4 weeks, we've had the lowest giving we've had in 2 years. So let me explain something to you. This is how Dave feels about that. Okay, so I don't like that. So here's what I'm going to ask you. We're not in any danger, anything, any level, and we're all supposed to trust the Lord. I have to trust the Lord, just like you have to trust the Lord. We're doing this work together. If you want to be a part of it and you can financially participate being a steward in it, great. If you can't, not a problem. But you got to be praying for us. We got to be bombarding heaven, because I can promise you the enemy's gates are being kind of pushed aside, and he ain't happy. So we got all kinds of warfare going on. So please seriously consider giving. If you do, you'll get a receipt. You're not getting a special penny. You're not getting a car. You're not getting a pie. You're not getting anything. But you will be connecting to our mission of encouraging people to get closer to the Lord one step at a time, whether they are saved, unsaved, or not yet saved. Oh, that's a good one, too. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That means it's time to give. Just letting everybody know. that's our new offering ding.
The giving bell.
I love it. All right. So I was totally going to go into this teaching on 1 Timothy chapter 3. We were going to do the end of deacons and deaconesses, or deacons' wives, which is a whole teaching. I did like extra study yesterday, probably about 3 hours worth of extra study just for a 10-minute segment. Yeah, really, seriously. And there's so much. There's actually, it's not even that people are angry at one another. There's just a great deal of diversity in it. It's like, well, we see it this way, we see it this way. And it's like, look, I think that's one of the bigger problems that Christians have is you tend to gravitate to the churches or to the realms that you enjoy, you like. And that is a pretty normal part. And some people will look at some of this material and go, it needs to be this way, it needs to be this way. I don't disagree that there are different approaches to it, but those are not issues of fellowship. Ecclesiology, that's the study of the church, is not an issue of fellowship. Redemption, salvation, that's different. But how the church functions or does something from a governmental point of view is typically not it. But you know what? I'm not teaching on that, so it doesn't matter. That's right. 3 hours.
A little audible.
Yeah. Just going to just do it right here, tell you what happened. Okay? All right. So I've been a Christian for a little while. Okay? Going on 45 years. Okay? Pretty radical beginning. Separating from the family, Okay, you guys, most of you know the testimony. I'll share it again coming up, I think, in a couple of months. Here's the bottom line. I'm driving down the road today, and I'm worshiping the Lord. Okay, it's just like regular, you know, nothing, you know, I don't close my eyes.
Not driving by faith.
Yeah, I'm not driving by faith or by sensor. Hello. So anyhow, I'm praying. And it dawns on me, I guess a little bit, and I want to talk to you about this, about how is it that I have been able to just keep going? And it dawns on me that I have not been able to keep going. And that the only reason I can keep going, so to speak, is by the grace of God. In other words, it's not me, it's His grace that's poured out on me. It's not something that I'm doing. It's what He grants or gives. And so this is kind of what came about. And I'm just sharing with you my own little experience, and you can figure it out for yourself. So what I recognized is that the love of God is so powerful that in His presence, I am ashamed of my sin, and I am also no longer ashamed of my sin at the same time. So it's kind of like a shame. No shame in the presence of the Lord. Now, what that means is this. when Peter recognized how powerful Jesus was at one point, he said, I'm not even worthy. You know, I'm just going to look the other way and so on and so forth. You can come before the Lord, and it's nothing wrong, everything right with you to be super appreciative of the love that God has for you. His love poured out into your heart through the power of the Holy Spirit, manifested through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, is his signature on your heart that he loves you, he's for you, he wants the best for you. And in doing that, when we receive that, it's so different than the love of people, right? That you got to, like, your brain goes, I got to see where to put this in my categories. And there's not necessarily a place to put it in your categories because nobody loves you the way that God loves you. And God loved you when you were at the absolute worst point with him. And it's like, even though you were rebellious and fiery and mad or bitter or whatever it is, God still reached into your heart and said, I love you. So that does two things for me. And this is why I'm sharing this. It makes me realize that the love of God surpasses my understanding. It's past my understanding. Everybody tries to... I don't want to say everybody. Many people try to equate the love of God in some structural element. And it's like, you can't do that. Because the love of God is something that we grow in. We grow in knowing the love of God. We grow in loving God, in knowing that love, and in drawing closer to him. But you can't just take all of these great things that God has done in your life and put them in a box and put a bow on them and say, well, this is this. It's like, it doesn't work that way. The love of God surpasses that which you and I can grasp. And here's what happened. So I'm just telling you. So I'm praying, you know, like, oh, praise the Lord. And then this great worship song comes on. And for me, worship is that's my, you know, light the fire kind of thing. That's the thing that gets me going. So this great song that I haven't heard for a little while, I'm like, oh, I love this song. And then I'm like, oh, I love this song. And then you start getting all that way with the Lord and stuff. And I realize in myself, and I'm just being totally forward here, I am a mess. I mean, I've got a lot of issues. I mean, I'm not as bad as some, and sure, this, that, whatever, but I know what I am. But in the presence of the Lord, he knows what I am, and he doesn't care in the sense that he still loves me. So I'm ashamed that I wish I did better, but I'm not ashamed. Because I receive his love for me. And you think, wow, that's a really deep, you know. Yeah, I know. So why I'm sharing it, though, is because the power of the love of God and you being in the presence of God, man or woman or child, that power will change you. And you will never be the same. And if you are sensitive to the Lord in that, if you're like, okay, you know what? Instead of trying to go through all the religiosities or whatever, Lord, I just thank you. I know where I'm at, and I know where you're at, and I just thank you so much that you love me and that you put your arms around me. If we could embrace that, there'd be a lot less bitter Christians and a lot more joyful Christians. Filled with the very essence of God. You know, that's not brilliant theology. It's just true. So it kind of doesn't matter. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Got to do a little better there, right? Okay. That's our open.
I guess not, Dave.
That's just where I was at, just sharing it with you guys. Okay, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're getting ready for our first trivia question. Here you go. Kind of a toughie. The one after this isn't, but this one's a little tougher. What happened to Miriam? And we referenced this last week, when she questioned Moses' authority. She was all upset because he married a Cushite woman. What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority because she didn't like what he did? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We will do our DNA, for that is something that we need to do. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, I'm not positive about this, so I'm going to ask a Dynamite D to help me, but is daily every day?
Every day.
Okay. I just thought I'd get a verification on that. Thank you. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. No matter what anybody tries to throw at you. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM. Other people matter. So it's what I'm trying to do in this, and why we have people, we want people praying for people in the audience, is it's not that you don't have issues. Nobody is saying that. But you and me, when we focus solely on our own issues, we drain ourselves by putting so much energy onto what we're going through. And the irony is when we start praying for other people and start caring about other people and start thinking about other people and start being a person that shares with other people their laughter and their crying, their burden and their blessings, when you do that, you find a whole nother level of strength. And it's like all we're doing is robbing ourselves when we're so self-focused. That's the bottom line. D, draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. There you go. All right. What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority, primarily over him making a decision to marry a Cushite woman, and that really irritated her. So then she started questioning, Miriam started questioning all of his authority. What happened to her? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. I will remind you again, we've got some search engines for the pods on the website, plus also on the website's place to give. You'll hear me say that a few different times throughout this show, next show, and next show, and next show. Do we get some money then? That's how I do it. We get money and then it stops. I know. I am reading this book about me having to change my attitude about the whole giving thing. I am. It's just a pretty interesting book called People Raising, and it's like,
It's a good thing, though, Dave. It's a part of it.
It is, and it's part of the plan. You know, I just feel like in my heart, like I, you know, there's part of it I like and part of it I don't. And the book addresses that. So it's been really helpful for me to grow up a little. As if I'm going to grow up. That's funny. That's really funny. All right, so let me go back into the text now. So now we're going to get into some serious. Now you're going to go through what we call serious teach at this point. So we're literally at 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're at verse 10. So last time that we did this, we talked about the elders holding, you know, the mystery of the faith with a good conscience. We discussed that. But now we're picking up at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. And this is where you're going to find some controversy. So first part of this show, love, love, love. This part of the show, okie dokie, here we go. Verse 10 says this, but let those also first be tested, referring to deacons. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house well. For those who serve well as deacons obtain for himself a good standing, a great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Stop. In some of your translations, it doesn't say likewise their wives. In some of your translations, it says likewise the women. The reason that it does is because the Greek word that's used there can be wives or women. It could be either one. It's more wives than women. No, it's not. So just stop. When it ain't that way, don't say it's that way. Okay? It could be wives or women. So the question is, well, what does all that mean? How does that work? And I'm going to read you from somebody else's notes because they're smarter than me. Is that okay? I mean, they're smarter than I am. I don't have a problem saying that. I mean, they're a lot smarter than me. So let me read this. This is out of, and actually the footnote will be in Dynamite D's Bible because this should be your footnote in your Bible. Here's what it says. The ESV note indicates the Greek word for wives, gynae, here plural, may mean either women or wives. The ambiguity relates to at least three interpretations that the text could refer to. One, the wives of deacons, their actual wives. Two, women deacons. Or three, women who assist the deacons, in which some denominations call them deaconesses. But these are distinct from deacons, okay? So the whole premise here is that there people read this and they go, wow. So what you're trying to say to me is that this can be women who are wives, it can be deacons in the female context, or it can be deaconesses who are like support systems, more like Phoebe in Romans 16:1? And the answer is yes. That's how all the top 20 denominations have split themselves about this. That's why this is not an issue for fellowship. It's where you've got to study the text. You've got to come to a conclusion. If you don't like the conclusion of your church, you should be talking to your pastor about it. I mean, that's one of the important things. However, it is referenced to know, and I want to point this out because this is a note in the ESV study Bible, and it's a good note. The term likewise, which is in the Greek, it says likewise, is often used when there's an introduction to a new group. Four times in Scripture, when it says likewise, there's a new introduction of people. So that supports a little more women as deacons or assistants of deacons. Plus, and I'm just giving you all the stuff, plus, there's no qualifications for wives of elders in the prior verses. So it seems kind of weird that elders would have no qualifications for their wives, but deacons would. And so that seems a little, like, that doesn't seem to flow right. Here's the reality check. One way or another, what it's saying is women are essential in ministry, period. And to think not is to dishonor God's setup. But it also should be noted that it is not a reference to teaching, because in the deacon and deaconess process, there's nothing referenced to teaching. It's like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. You bet. And you've got to figure it out. And I'm not telling you what to think, but I would never not fellowship. I would never cease fellowship because you and I see it differently. I happen to see a multi-headed interpretation, but that's me. What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority? You know what happened? She became leprous. Like the Lord said, maybe not. Maybe you should not say that. Okay, don't say that. There you go. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I got this morning, and it came from Alice Coleman, and I just want to say, she said it's a praise report to share, so I am assuming it's okay to share. Since it's a praise report to share, I kind of go with it. And I want to read it, if that's okay, and I just want you to hear how brothers and sisters petition the Lord, and there's times where God says, yes. Listen to this. And she even writes it beautifully. Beautiful job by Alice, by the way. This may seem like a minor issue, but it could have gotten much worse quickly. I'm fostering Mama Cat and her four kittens until they're ready to go to their forever homes. On Tuesday, I got a bit too close to the Mama Cat, and she swatted my hand. I had a few scratches, so I cleaned them up and applied antibiotics. In just a few hours, I had a swollen hand, red with infection, and it spread beyond my wrist. My doctor had same-day appointments if needed. However, I didn't have my car since it was being repaired. The only thing left was for me to pray for healing for my hand. Isn't that amazing that sometimes you're in the position and the only thing left to do is call upon God? She writes, as I watched the infection spread over my hand began to throb. I knew I needed help. I asked God for healing over and over again. On Wednesday, it looked really bad, and I kept asking God for healing. Let me just commend Alice for pushing until something happens. About mid-morning on Wednesday, my hand quit throbbing. Then I noticed that the infection was no longer spreading. Later Wednesday, the infection seemed to be getting smaller. By Wednesday evening, it was definitely clearing up. By bedtime, the infection was gone away. Thursday morning, the infection was completely gone. I praise God for healing the infection. It was only by his intervention that my hand was healed. It's amazing that our great and holy Father can care so much that he is willing to heal a hand infection of one of his children. I think that's a fantastic testimony. So mega props. Mega props to Alice for doing that. Great job. And I hope that was okay that I shared it. And see, the point is, you can pray. You can approach the Lord. And the Lord, you know what? He might say no. I like what Troy said. Sometimes God will say no. It's like, that's the end of it. You're done. But sometimes he allows you to keep petitioning. And the reason he does is because the more you pursue him, the closer connected to him you become. and more of your genuine, real faith has to emerge. See, if you just asked and God did it every time you just asked one time, it'd be like God would be like a genie. Well, God's not a genie. He's your heavenly Father. Needs to be pursued, wants to have a wonderful relationship with you. And so the more you pursue, the more he gets to spend time with you, which is what he wants in the first place, what he wanted with Adam and Eve.
The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.